Good morning. It's Friday, July 21st. Steve Smith with Amy McFarland from Sterk Financial Resources. Hey there, Amy.
Good morning, Steve. Happy Friday.
And happy Friday to you. And welcome to this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. We're going to have to rush because there's a lot of stuff to talk about, starting with an event, Sioux City Community Theater, as they present Spamalot. It's a parody of the comedy film Monty Python and the Holy Grail. It starts its three-week end run tonight. It'll be on stage through Sunday, August 6th. The musical retells the legend of King Arthur, the Lady of the Lake, the Knights of the Round Table, featuring showgirls, killer rabbits, a flying cow, and French people. For more information, go to scctheater.org.
That one is hilarious. And Shot in the Dark Productions presents Bear, a pop opera, and that is running through next Sunday, July 30th. The rock musical follows a group of students at a co-ed Catholic boarding school as they grapple with issues of sexuality, identity, and the future. And you can go to shotinthedarkproductions.org for more.
And Okoboji Summer Theater in the middle of On Golden Pond, that is on stage through Sunday. It's the love story of Norman and Ethel, who are returning to their summer home on Golden Pond for the 48th year. It's a sentimental blend of humor and family conflict.
All righty. And let's see. Rivercade continues. Miriam's Carnival will be in the Long Lines Rec Center parking lot now through Sunday. There is a Riverfront concert at Jolly Rogers. That is tonight at 7 p.m., followed by Rivercade Fleet Sunset Boat Parade, and that is at 8:30 p.m. And if you'd like a list of all the events, visit river-cade.com.
There's so many events for that.
Yeah.
This weekend at Little Swan Lake Winery in Esterville, Sly James and the New City Council will be performing from 6 to 8 p.m. I believe the New City Council is his band.
Ah.
I would assume. I'm just assuming that. Otherwise, it would
Unless
be weird.
Unless he's
mayor. Perhaps. Also, Saturday, they'll be serving Buffalo Burgers, and the Chris Barr Band will be performing. Oh, that'll be Chris. On Sunday, rather.
Okay.
Chris Carr Band, rather. Yeah. And that'll be Sunday afternoon from 4 to 6 o'clock. So Sly James and the New Council, 6 to 8 tomorrow, and Chris Carr Band Sunday afternoon from 4 to 6.
All right. And here in Sioux City, the Parks and Rec Department presents Yoga in the Park. The summer outdoor series continues tomorrow with a free yoga class led by an instructor from Underground Yoga. The all-level class starts at 9 a.m. in the green space on the riverfront, west of the Hilton Garden Inn. Participants should bring their own yoga mat and a bottle of water.
Vanguard Arts is presenting the Matt Cox Band tomorrow night. That's at 8 o'clock, and that'll be held at the Skyline Bar and Casino in North Sioux City. Matt and his band play a mix of blues, Americana, and folk rock. Ted and Alice Miller, a husband and wife duo from Northeast Nebraska, will open the show.
Okay, and back to Sioux City Parks and Rec Department. They present Movies in the Park. The outdoor series continues on Saturday, tomorrow, with a showing of Little Giants at the Grandview Bandshell. That starts at 9 p.m. In the 1994 film, Misfits form their own opposing team to an elite peewee football team, coached by the elite team coach's brother. For more information about Movies in the Park or other Parks and Rec, you can visit sioux-city.org.
The Betty Strong Encounter Center is presenting The First Amendment Under Fire, The Alien and Sedition Crisis of 1798 to 1800 with Dr. Scott Culpepper. That'll be at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Culpepper will explore the personalities involved, positions argued, persecutions suffered, and lessons learned from this divisive period of our history when Americans were just beginning to define the nature and scope of our First Amendment.
Ah, well, it's the last concert of the season for the Sioux City Municipal Band's Summer Concert Series. The band will be playing this Sunday at 7:30 p.m. in the Grandview Park Bandshell, located at 24th and Grandview. Hosted by Sioux City's own Dave Madsen, this week's featured soloist is trombone section member Trudy Timbland.
The Northwest Iowa group Sierra Club is hosting Life and Times in the Lus Hills of Iowa, presented by Rich Pope. That'll be Tuesday evening at 6:30 at 2508 Jackson Street. He'll be talking about flora, fauna, and culture of the hills.
All righty. And Okoboji Summer Theater presents Move Over, Mrs. Markham. And that runs through next Tuesday, the 25th. And then it runs through Sunday, July 30th. Three pairs of lovers arrive at Philip and Joanna Markham's London apartment, expecting it to be empty. In this British farce, chaos and confusion ensue. Show times are 8 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, plus a 4:30 p.m. matinee on Saturday, and a show at 6 p.m. Sunday. And you can go to stevens.edu/Okoboji Summer Theater for more info.
I think you can also go to okobojisummertheater.org, I think.
Oh, that would be easier, probably.
Sioux City Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center's hands-on learning series continues on Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Preschoolers through third graders can meet the expedition's furriest member, Seaman the Big Newfoundland Dog, then play Capture the Tail. At 11 o'clock, middle schoolers will explore the Corps of Discovery's holiday celebrations, then whip up a batch of ice cream to treat President Thomas Jefferson. That was often served at the White House.
Ah, and the on-stage Orange City Summer Series presents a performance by the community band on Wednesday, July 26th, 7 p.m., Windmill Park. Some of the area's best musicians will return for a night of musical favorites.
And Iowa Lakeside Lab's next Wild Wednesdays event is coming up on Wednesday. It is micro to macro, Let's Measure Up. That'll be held Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock.
Alrighty. And Shannon Kerfman will be playing outside of the Sioux City Public Museum this Thursday, the 27th, 5:30 for Downtown Live, an outdoor summer concert series presented by Fridays on the Promenade. Kerfman has been a member of Kid Rock's band, Twisted Brown Trucker, for the past 7 years, and she's been playing blues and roots rock since 1999.
The Pearson Lakes Art Center is presenting D. Strom, A 50-Year Journey, featuring the works of David Strom of Windham, Minnesota. That'll be on view through Saturday, August 26th. In his drawing, Mr. Strom explores his natural surroundings, using layers of color and complex designs to create intricate works of art with pen and acrylic. Go to lakesart.org to find out more.
All right. And one of my favorite organizations, Hospice of Siouxland, is taking registrations for Camp Courage. It's a summer weekend camp to help kids who have experienced the loss of a family member or friend. This camp is for youth ages 6 to 17, and it will take place on September 9th through the 10th, Goodwill Camp near South Sioux City. They will learn healthy ways to cope with their grief through a variety of activities, crafts, music and games, and I can say wonderful people running that program.
Okay, and then that event is taking place well in the future, but they're taking registrations.
I see that.
Now.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I think you said
that. You can visit
hospiceofsiouxland.com. Sure. Okay. That's all that we have to talk about this morning. Remember, you can hear a podcast of this very show on our website and our mobile app. Go to kwit.org, or if you have our mobile app, it's on there as well. If you have something that you would like to add to future editions of Cultural Continuum, you can email that information to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. On behalf of my co-host, Amy McFarland, and executive producer, Allie Carson, we're leaving you with more music from Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yay!
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Cultural Continuum. I'm Steve Smith.
We're knights of the round table, we dance where we're able. We do routines, to call the scenes, to footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are for the table. So many times we give and rhyme, that are quite unsingable. We're off the mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm alone.
I have to push the pram along.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.